This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Hello, everyone. This is Fiona here. This is Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9. Today it's Tass and Paul and myself. Macca is away. Thank you, listeners. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Fiona. And I'd like to introduce our very next guest, which is Victoria's very new and newly appointed and newly announced Commissioner for LGBTI Communities, Todd Fernando. Good morning to you, Todd.
Good morning to you both. Thank you for having me.
It's our absolute pleasure. And can I just commence by saying congratulations on your appointment. I know that you've been sort of holding the seat warm now for the last, has it been 3, 4, 5 months?
We're close to 4 months. I think 4 days out from 4 months.
There you go. Well, congratulations on your appointment. And it's delightful to have you here on the airwaves this morning.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much.
So, Todd, because this is the first time that I get to speak with you and of course, our listeners on this particular show, I'm aware that you've already been on other shows on Joy. Tell us a bit about yourself. Tell us a bit about where you're from and what your interests are and what makes you tick and perhaps why you've wanted to take on this role.
Yeah, thanks. I'm a descendant of the Kalari peoples of the Wiradjuri Nation, which is now known as Central New South Wales. I've been working in human rights now for more than a decade, particularly within the health and education space, and a leading expert in the medical anthropology of sexuality, having done extensive doctoral research into the health and identities of LGBTIQ plus Australians. And I've had an interest in reforming social policies and systems for a long time now. I believe that there are far too many barriers that hold people in their place and reinforces people's glass ceilings. And so I've been interested in working in that for a while. And for the listeners out there, if they're interested, I'm an Aries and an avid Essendon supporter. But,
Aries and an Essendon supporter.
Seems that it's at odds with each other, doesn't it?
Todd, my partner, is an Aries, so I know what it's like to live with an Aries.
I dated an Aries once as well.
What did you think about that, Fiona?
Well, we're not dating anymore.
Well, my partner and I have been together now for approaching 20 years. And I can't see us actually moving apart.
Well, why would you?
Yeah.
Well, it seems that Aries are a 50-50. How about that?
Todd, what does it feel like to have the job now?
It feels really good, and I'm incredibly honoured to be able to be given the opportunity to be appointed to this position and to represent the and hear the views of our community. And I'm excited to be able to meet people where they are and really understand and listen to their needs on the ground and be able to advocate for that within government. It's a good challenge, but nonetheless, I'm able to build on the legacy of former Commissioner Ro Allen, who's now the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commissioner. They have built an incredible legacy, and I'm excited to be able to stand on the shoulders of those that have come before.
It's wonderful, wonderful.
It is. When you're looking back, for example, say in 5 years' time, and you are looking back at what would you like to say that you have achieved in that time?
Yeah, look, I think where we are in Australia, particularly in Victoria, is really good. We've come a long way with equality, but nonetheless, there's more to be done. In Victoria, every Victorian deserves to be safe, supported and equal. And unfortunately, there are far too many LGBTIQ plus Victorians for which that is not the case. We know, you know, and I don't want to hang up on with the doom and gloom, but we know that stigma and discrimination still continues to face our people, and that contributes them to being more likely to experience poor mental health and well-being, harassment or abuse. And so anything that we can do to really help you know, help our communities stay safer and stronger is something that I'm really, really passionate for.
So, Todd, tell us what will be your top two or three priorities over the next, say, 12 or 18 months?
Yeah, I think when we look at the Victorian space, particularly in Melbourne, we've built and designed a really, really good system to support our LGBTIQ plus people in urban environments. Where I think we need to strengthen our efforts is with regional and rural Victorians. We're still seeing that, you know, queer cultural journey of going from regional rural towns into the urban sprawl. And while that has been a natural fit for many of our community members, and I've certainly done that journey as well, I'm interested in understanding why is it that we can't, you know, allow our LGBTIQ plus folk to stay in their hometowns and feel comfortable there. So I'm interested in being able to work in that aspect and be able to understand where it is that our services on the ground in regional and rural Victoria can be more inclusive and more welcoming for the folks that are growing up there.
Todd, of course, we've seen a massive move, a migration into the regions during COVID, and I don't think that's going to finish yet. Now, in a lot of regions, we know that the healthcare systems and the other support systems are not necessarily, you know, they weren't even really up to scratch or good enough for the towns and the small regional cities that before people started to move there. Is there there's an extra sort of urgent need to make sure that there, but that takes so much time. Like, what are the first steps that you would take in order to help build some of those services up?
Yeah, it's a really, really good question. And we're seeing that trend emerge really interestingly in the face of COVID. And I think part of the new challenge is about, you know, sitting with community and listening to their needs and meeting them where they are. And we need to really support decision-making processes that are designed by people in community. We know that that works, and we know that it's a model that has been underpinned in other areas, for example, in First Nations communities. And we can only grow from strength to strength if we follow that model.
I'm hearing lots of examples of what you're talking about, Fiona, where services are actually partnering and forming stronger networks and referring to each other for advice and support in how to deal with local issues. So
that's great news.
So where you have, like, you know, greater expertise in the city, they partner with you know, rural communities and support them to deal with issues more locally. And I think that's a model that actually works very well and that can be built on. And it's a bit like mentoring, I suppose, or, you know, having
it's peer support.
Yeah,
it's,
there you go. That's another way to describe
what it is.
It. Yeah.
And, you know, we're seeing that happen in tremendous ways. And anything that the Victorian government can do to support that is something that we're willing and able to do. And part of that peer support model is about listening to the expertise in both those regional and rural areas, but also in the urban sprawl where we've done it so successfully.
Can I put in a bid for your work program, if I may?
Please do. Absolutely.
One of the areas that really concerns me is some of the different multicultural communities who have different experiences and variable exposure and variable sort of perspectives on these issues as well. And I think that there's an area for support. I mean, I keep on coming across people who come from Asian backgrounds or European backgrounds who still live in the closet because of fear of what their communities will deal with them. And, you know, these are people who are born here, who've lived here all their lives and are professional. And I find it really sad that that can still exist in this world. So if I can include that on your work plan, that'd be great.
Absolutely. And it's something that I've, you know, I've had many, many conversations already with various commissioners who are in different spaces and who reach different communities. And one of those conversations was with the commissioner for the Multicultural Commission, Viv Nguyen, who is an incredible advocate for the multicultural and multi-faith space. And it's something that we've been talking about quite a lot, and in recognizing where the champions are on the ground in those communities and how we can elevate their needs, particularly within mainstream and within more peak-bodied LGBTIQ plus organisations. Mm. You know, it's that co-peer central model of delivery, which I think is going to, you know, hopefully be a legacy of mine. Yes. But again, it's building on the legacies of so many already.
Well, Todd, we are out of time, unfortunately, but it's been lovely to have you on the show. And I must ask, would you be a regular on our program?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Fantastic.
Yeah. I'll be in touch. Okay?
Fantastic.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, really lovely. And congratulations again on your appointment. And we look forward to many, many more conversations with you.
As do I. Thank you.
Thanks, Todd.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.